Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Banks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Virals reaches second base with a double. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual bunts towards the mound. Segui juggles the ball. That's an error on Segui. Virals moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pasquale moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to third for the out. Veeral scores. Green moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veeral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seghe moves to second. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veeral fields it and throws to second for the out. Seghe moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Zoilo Veeral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veeral is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Veeral hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Veeral. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Veeral steals second. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 0 in the game. Pasquale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to third. Simulai moves to second. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Diego Segui. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Simulai scores. Bryan goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Dale Willis pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew, who is chasing the ball. Tardabul reaches third base with a triple. Willis scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jim Rowland now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Peña now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alls fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Batty reaches second base with a double. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bryan is called out on strikes. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Ratliff reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ratliff scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Batty strikes out. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Mincher now playing first base. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. Pena hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score. Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.